During this holiday week, I thought it would be nice to take a few minutes to reflect on some of the good things that occurred during the gardening season. I guess my first item on the thankful list would be the fact that most of my garden survived a second year of record high temperatures, accompanied through most of the summer by south winds that made a blast furnace of the outdoors. I say most of my garden because some plants moved into denial mode and flatly refused to set on their usual bounty. The green bean crop was late and relatively sparse, and for the first time in 50 years of gardening, I found myself in the canned tomato aisle of the supermarket, as homegrown tomatoes were but a memory around our place. However, we did have a world of cherry tomatoes once the temperatures moved down from the hundreds and hovered in the balmy 90s a couple of months ago. And this year gave me the best tasting carrots and the most productive onion crops I've ever known or grown. Because of the continuing drought during the past growing seasons, I'm thankful that I made the wise decision a few years ago to learn a bit about xeriscape gardening and start planting trees, shrubs, and perennials that are best suited for our semi-arid growing conditions. The flowering penstemon, desert 4 o'clocks, and other wildflowers have produced a palette of blooms that fit right into their surroundings. The wide variety of ornamental grasses have provided me with a summer's worth of subtle colors and grassy whispers like prairie wind chimes. And many thanks to our buffalo lawn that sometimes looks dead but springs back to life with just a taste of rain and never needs more than once a year spruce up with a lawnmower. And wasn't this long and luxurious fall weather the greatest gift ever, with its abundance of cool, sunny days and crispy nights that gave us some of our best and longest-lasting colors? I don't think I've ever seen a crop of chrysanthemums that were as gorgeous, with thick clouds of brilliant bronzes, golds, burgundies, and purples. In this bitterly contested election year, when we've all been politically pummeled quite profoundly, I am grateful that I have the winter ahead. I hope it's filled with quiet snows and cold days that give the soil time to rest and me time to plan for the coming growing seasons. And I also hope that our political leaders give some serious consideration to maintaining a healthy planet that will be able to support future generations of growers and gardeners. On this November weekend, I'm thankful for my gardening friends, new and old, who give advice and counsel, but only when called upon. I'm thankful for friends who always say yes to the excess produce from my garden and orchard, and never say no to zucchini. And I'm thankful to our public radio listeners who enjoy this show and contact me with their responses and questions about growing gardens, hearts, and minds on the high plains. Keep those cards and letters coming, along with phone calls and emails. To those few of you who have asked me to consider newer forms of communication, I have to say that I'll keep an open mind. But I'm having trouble facing up to Facebook, and right now the only tweets in my life are coming from the new bird sanctuary we've put into the center of our shelter belt. Drop by and see it sometime if you're in the neighborhood.